Storm Lake Tornado football. It's Friday night. It's district opening time. We're on the road at Algona. Storm Lake 2-0. Bulldogs 0-2. Coach, give us a scouting report on the team we face in minutes.
You know, Algona was a playoff team last year that actually we went into overtime with. So we know that they're a good squad. They're a well-coached team. The thing that scares me about Algona is how hard they do fight off the ball. You know, that was our weakness last week and in week one, I think. So they're going to come out and hit us in the mouth, and if we're not prepared to hit back, then we're going to be in some trouble.
Coach, defensively, I look at their starting lineup. It looks like a three-down lineman set with a bunch of linebackers.
Yeah, you know, it's they run a 3-5 or a 3-4. They kind of switch back and forth. So we've been working to be able to block both. We saw a little of that against Cherokee as well. It kind of seems to be the thing teams are doing right now. Spirit Lake is a team that does it with a lot of success. You know, the goal of it is to create a lot of confusion. Very rarely are they just rushing three. Almost always the 3-5 teams are bringing linebackers, stunting, and and trying to catch you off guard. That can be scary.
So how's that work with your offensive line then? When, yes, they have three down linemen, how much communication is going on with the guys up front?
You know, there's a lot of communication. There's also a lot of, you know, keep your eyes up and see what's coming at you, because we're kind of a zone blocking team. So we have, you know, our guys are supposed to block an area, or two guys have two guys, and depends on what they do on who you have. So, you know, we keep our eyes up, and really, whatever they do, we should be prepared to block.
Well, in their two games so far, they've lost to Garner Hayfield Ventura 33-14 last Friday. Their opener, they lose to Forest City 16-13. Their offense, what do you see on film from this team?
You know, they fire off the ball really hard, and you know, I think that their offensive line is scary. You know, we kind of said that Alfredo Ramirez is, for us, is a heck of a D-end, and he really causes some problems. And we said, you know, hey, we're going to see just how good you are this week, because their offensive line is big and physical, and he needs to bring his A game. You know, looking at their tape, I'm shocked that they're 0-2, because I think that they're a better team than that. And, you know, we need to make sure that they don't get the first one on Friday night.
Coach, special teams play so far, in your opinion, for the Tornadoes has been?
I think it's, you know, indicative of what we've been doing as a team. You know, we've got returners that are fighting to get yards, and we've got blockers that not necessarily are blocking to their full potential. Our kickoff team has looked good, but, like, our kick return hasn't looked spectacular. Jorge Ventura and Cole Wiggert are two guys that are on the kick return team that I think are doing an awesome job blocking. And if you get the chance, you should watch them, because they're doing a great job. And we're trying to find ways. Now, okay, we got to get Jorge Ventura involved in the game plan more, because he's working his tail off on those special teams. So I think that they'll improve, and I think that they're better than they've been in a long time for Storm Lake.
I will say, Zaya Vong, I love his guts on punt returns last week. I mean, there's a lot of times when you can hustle up and make that catch instead of letting it bounce. I mean, sometimes it can be a 20, 25-yard difference.
Oh, yeah. They say the average, I think it's like 17 yards is the average net loss of letting the ball hit the ground. So when he's flying up there and he just returns them exactly like we want, you know, where you're head down, gain yards constantly.
Yeah, straight ahead.
Yeah, and he's scary. I wouldn't want to punt, and, you know, you never want to punt, but I'd be holding my breath if I were the other team every time he's back there, because he's a threat to take one to the house on every single play.
Coach, we're going to let you go. I will talk to you after the game, and best of luck to you and your staff and your team.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Coach Rudy Week here in the pregame after a timeout. The starting lineups are coming up on 92.9 and StormLakeRadio.com.